Bible Fellowship Church. Let's talk. Sorry I don't have Susan with us today. She had a couple things that came up, and so her week got really busy. And so I'm just going to jump in to Ephesians chapter 1. I want to pick it up in verse 7. So if you have your Bible, if you're just listening, here we go. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven, things on earth. A lot of really cool little words in this one. As I was reading and just looking at it, I was thinking about the word redemption. In him, if you go back to verse 7, in him we have redemption. And so thinking about the word redemption, and a lot of times as, you know, I read it, it's, you know, someone who has done something for someone else. But as I reach for words and look at different words, ransom came up, release came up when we think about redemption. Redemption is someone had to pay the price for another person. And looking at one of our commentaries, I was reading some stuff on Wiersbe. Back in the Roman Empire, back when we're reading about the book of Ephesians, about 600 million slaves were in that Roman Empire. They were pretty much bought and sold like furniture. Every once in a while, someone would come along and say, you know what, I want to purchase this slave and I want to set them free. And so as you and I read the word redemption, and as the people in the church at Ephesus read the word redemption, I had never thought about slavery, someone coming and paying the price for someone to be set free, to be given, granted a gift of no longer having to work for someone else, but have the freedom for life. And so as I think about it today, that word redemption means more to me than it did when I began to think about Ephesians chapter 1. And so as I continue on in my relationship with the gospel, I want to think about I have been released. I have someone who has paid the price for me. And then when the phrase through his blood pops up, automatically I want my mind to run to John chapter 19. The cost of the redemption. And so it's also very clear that the church at Ephesus, that the Holy Spirit through Paul wanted them to know about redemption, but they wanted them to know that redemption came through his blood, through the sacrifice of Jesus, through the death on the cross of Jesus. Nothing more, nothing else. The crucifixion should run through our mind when we think about the redemption process and what it cost. According to the riches of his, through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, the forgiveness of our trespasses. I'm sure in that culture, if there was a time where someone came and set someone free, that person was forever grateful to the individual that set them free. I'm thinking about the forgiveness of sins, of something that doesn't have to hold me captive, that I don't have to wear the guilt for the rest of my life because I have the forgiveness of my sin. One of the things that I was reading was reminded this commentator of the Jewish Day of Atonement, where they would have two goats. One would be sacrificed and one would be carried off. They would kill one of the goats. Two of the goats would be sprinkled with his blood before God on the mercy seat. Then they confess Israel's sin over the live goat and had that goat taken into the wilderness to be lost. Christ died to carry away our sins that we may never be seen again. So for this group, there was some thought process about the two goats. For you and I, I've never thought about it until, again, sitting down thinking about Ephesians chapter 1, looking at different commentaries and thought processes. So I don't want my sin to hold me captive. I don't want to carry the guilt. If someone has paid for my guilt and paid for my forgiveness, then I want to receive that forgiveness and walk in that as I go forward each day. which he lavished on us with all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which is set forth in Christ. Again, back to Jesus, and as planned for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven, things on earth. Jesus, part of God's plan, was to bring God to this earth to unite us. That is found here in Ephesians, and what a cool thing for us to think about today. So just words, again, thoughts for you to think through and process for yourself. I appreciate you joining us on this Let's Talk ministry. And so let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity to gather around your word and to grow and to think, process. And so help us be sons and daughters that once we have thought and processed, that we ask the Holy Spirit to help that be true of our lives in his power and in his strength. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.